if you conceded a goal after, I think it was 40 seconds, and a bit disappointed because that's one thing that I said that we needed to stop, because we conceded early against Harps and in other games before, and I suppose at 1-0, so after 40 seconds, you were looking, going, could be a long night, and we started to play a bit, and we got a penalty, which Jerry Gill converted, and then I think for the rest of the half, and then 10 or 15 minutes into the second half, 20 minutes, we looked a better team, and I thought that we could have got a result, and even, you know, 2-1, we could hang on, and I think we gave away a few sloppy goals, a bit of sloppy defending, but, you know, I think it's something that we need to look upon and learn from, and yeah, I'm disappointed because they were there for the taking.
Yeah. What did you say to the players going into the game? Because despite going one down, they did raise their game there, and to go 2-1 up against the side that's playing Premier Division football in the League of Ireland, they really had to up it, didn't they, Donal?
Yeah, well, I turned around and said to the boys before the game was, you know, this is their Champions League. This is as big as it gets for them, do you know what I mean? Unless people want to go on. But for certain players, this is the highest level they're ever going to play at, and playing in an FEI Senior Cup, you know what I mean? Boys would probably never play in that again, and, you know, give them the respect that they deserve. But that, at the end of the day, you know, it's you know, you are who you are, and you're here because of what you've done, and just go out and do it. I suppose my boys is that we found it very hard. We're a team that we don't like getting beat. And last night we got beat. I think it was for the first time since we got beaten by Moctis back in January. I think that's twice now in the last 2 years we've been beat. So disappointing, but you learn from it and you go on. I mean, my boys, they know what I expected of them. They know what their capabilities are. I'm just, you know, and even last night I seen an openness, you know, it's they're a joy to watch. I mean, Drogheda, I think for the last 20, 25 minutes just went direct all the time, and we still try to put our foot on it and get the ball down and play it. So saying that, I couldn't ask any more from them, and they done well.
Yep. And you had a few of your guys missing for the game last night as well, Donal.
Yeah, I got a phone call yesterday from my captain, Liam, to turn around and see the virus. So he was missing. Peter Doherty was missing through exams, and Garvin Freer was away as well. And they're probably three players that probably would have started. So, well, definitely two anyway. So, you know, you're missing them. We had to rejig the squad. An 18-year-old and a 17-year-old on the bench last night as well, which is great experience for them. And that's what the future holds for Cockhill, their local boys. So, but look, you see the 11, even though we're missing them three boys, it's good that you can still feel the team of 11 and still do well. So, you know, that's the way it is at the moment.
And even despite the defeat, I know it's hard to take given that you just were so club, but it was another big occasion for the Cockhill club in general, Donal.
Yeah, I mean, I always look at it that it's not just about Cockhill and just representing Cockhill. Yeah, it is great for the community. It's great that you're getting these reports. It's great when you're getting the accolades and people ringing you and congratulating you for getting there and doing well and stuff like that. I'm not just happy just to get a clap on the back. I mean, we can go on. I mean, I definitely think there's a team here that can go on and do well in FEI Intermediate and win it at some stage if we stay together. And you know, it's about continuing to push on. I don't know how far do we go and what do we do from now. We've won the Ulster Senior League and won it twice, and in the last 5 years we've been runners up twice, and we're pushing again for it this year. So it's about keeping everybody hungry and bringing people in and continuing to look at that and push players on. I mean, I'm hoping that there's one or two players last night. I know one player caught the eye as well. So, you know, maybe we can start pushing players on as well.
Yeah, and I suppose the more immediate future is to defend your Ulster Senior League title. There's, what, 5 games to go, and there's a big battle at the top there with Derry City Reserves, Donal?
Yeah, ourselves and Derry, and Derry are, you know, John Quigg has them well drilled, good bunch of young boys and stuff like that. And, you know, Letterkenny, I know they're 10 points behind, but they'll have a say in who wins the league as well, because we still have to play them. And I'm sure Trevor will want to finish off good till the end of the season. So, you know, this team's capable of beating any team in that league there, and I suppose it's about us continuing to push on and just see what happens from there and enjoying it.
Yeah, and the experience of playing in the FEI Senior Cup, I'm sure that'll stand to the players, bringing it back to the local league as well.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows now. I mean, what I said to them last night was, you know, well done, but, you know, that's what I expect from you week in, week out. Why they can go and play against Drogheda and raise the game and then go and play against other teams and not compete. You know what I mean? I'm going, boys, this is what it is. It's every game you should be treating as a draw of the game. You should be approaching it like that. And that's the way they are. You know, they're although they're, it's an intermediate team, very, very professional, my boys, and do everything right and look after themselves. But as I said as well, you know, it's great for Cockhill, but it's good for us to be able to go and represent the Ulster Senior League as well. And I know in the Ulster Senior League, and I'll continue to say that it's a time where you've only got eight teams and teams are looking to pull out for this and that. I mean, we should be, you know, it's a good league. There's a lot of good players in it, and there's players that could push on. And it's about how we continue to turn around and highlight how good of a league it is. And I'm just glad that Cockhill are able to do that. And even last night coming away, the Drogheda fans were, you know, turning around and saying, you know, you deserved a bit more out of the game. You are a good team. Well done and stuff like that. And there's a credit to you and stuff. And I mean, that's what the Ulster Senior League brings now. And that's the league we're playing in because it's a good league.
And just finally, Donal, you have played more football than any other intermediate side here in the Northwest this year, and I suppose you're looking to carry that through to the end of the season. Do you think that's going to benefit you, or is it a case that fatigue could cause you problems at some stage?
No, well, I brought in two players now in the window, so, and there's a few other young boys, and so what it is now is that you turn around and you rest the boys that you need to rest, and we're off now. We have a break till the 22nd. I've given them this weekend off. We'll be back in next Friday just for a bit of a kickabout. Might have a friendly next week. We mightn't. And then we hit it again. So I suppose what it is boys using the time that they have off just to rest and stuff. And you know, it's using the squad. That you need a big squad. And, you know, with three players missing last night, but I still had 16 or 18 on the bench. So it's about using the whole squad. And as I said, resting players. And if we do that and do it well, then there's no reason why we can't kick on to the end of the season.